Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we teach you how to make relationships and build relationships that rock. You know, so if you're in a modern family, blended family, step family, or just plain family, you're at the right spot. Today's podcast is going to be, you don't have to be a lead singer in a rock and roll band to turn your woman on. I got your attention now? Good. Here's the top three things you can do right now to turn your woman on immediately. No, it's not going to be what you think. It's got nothing to do with physical touch. It's going to be more to do with the heart, mind, and the soul. Three things you can do right now: respect her, communicate with her, and appreciate her. Now, what is respect? What am I talking about when I say respect her? Respect. Value her opinion. Listen to her. Let her get out what she thinks about a certain situation in your family. And when she does, listen. Give her your full attention and let her know that she's valued and what she says is valuable. Praise her in public. I don't think we'll ever do this enough as men. Let her and everyone else know that you are with the most beautiful woman in the crowd and the most wonderful and sensuous woman that you've ever known. The greatest thing you can do is praise her in front of lots and lots of people. Respect's also part of focusing your attention. When you're out with her, be out with her. Don't be checking out every chick that walks in the place. Don't be talking to other people. Don't be messing with other women. Put your cell phone up, your PDA, put it in your pocket, cut it off. Make sure that your sole attention is focused on her. Don't live a double standard. If you expect your wife or your woman to be a 10, why don't you be one? Give her that. Give her that respect that you love her enough to want to be her fantasy. Respect's one. Two, communication. I tell every couple that I work with or consult with, and every guy I know, duct tape is far cheaper than couples therapy. You can go to any hardware store right now, and for less than $10, get a thing of duct tape and put it over your mouth. When she's had a hard day, she wants to come home and you listen, not you solve all her problems. She's got friends to talk that over with. What she wants with you is for her to come home and for you just to listen. Also, communicate with her. Let her know how much you love her. Let her know that she is valuable to you every single day of your life and her life. Communicate with her. Let her give you her needs. And when she does express her needs, listen and do everything possible to meet those needs. Remember, you've asked this woman to spend the rest of her life with you. You owe it to her to do everything you can to be her knight in shining armor. The man that she's going to love forever. The man that she is vowed to spend the rest of her life with owes it to her to do everything he can to communicate with her and meet her needs. Third, appreciation. Appreciate her for the woman she is. Appreciate her for everything she does with you. And I like this quote. It's a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation. We've got a little joke around my household. It's called the towel fairy. Every time I go into the linen closet, there's always a towel for me when I go to take a shower. Now, is there really a towel fairy, kind of like the tooth fairy and Easter bunny? No. The towel fairy is my wife. My wife loves me enough to go in and wash those towels every day, every other day, whenever we need them, and place them back in the linen closet so I'll have something to take a shower with. And the greatest thing I can do on a daily basis is say, you know, I really love that towel fairy. I appreciate the towel fairy. Appreciation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing these things for me. Thank you. I love you because XXX. The words thank you are said seldom in most relationships and should be the first thing that comes out of your mouth on a daily basis. Am I some homework that's just telling you to do this and I didn't do it? Well, the problem is I'm on my second wife. There's a reason I'm on my second wife. I didn't say this enough in my first marriage. You can bet I do it every day in my second marriage. I want you to do the same. Let her know how special she is. Let her know that she's perfect. Let her know that you love her. And I love this quote. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Think about that. And as you go through your day to day, See how many ways that you can show appreciation to her. She's got to feel it, see it, and know it, and hear it. If you do those things every day, she's going to know how much you love and appreciate her. Remember, respect, communication, and appreciation. If you do those things, you don't have to be a lead singer in a rock band to turn her on. You just got to be you. Thanks for joining me today. The name of the show today was You Don't Have to Be a Lead Singer to Turn Your Woman On. Don't forget that. Subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Connect with us on Facebook, or you can go to the website, modernfamilyrules.com. Always welcome your questions and comments, so please keep them coming. Until we meet again, don't forget, we build relationships that rock. Now go rock your family. Take care. I'll see you next time.